Amen. Thank you, Linda.
I have a question. It might be stupid.
No, there's never no stupid question.
I read in two different places, Pentecost.
Yeah.
49 days after Easter or 50? One place told me 49, one place told me 50.
Yeah, you could go either way. Penta is in the Greek for 50. That's where we get Pentecost when it came. But it's also the festival of weeks. So if you go back into the festival of weeks stuff, I think that's where the 49 comes from. Yeah. But it's a festival. It's a feast.
Right.
In fact, I didn't even think about it, but last week, one of the Christian things that we do is considered a feast. And I don't remember, was that last week that, I don't know, I'm getting old.
Pentecost is the 50th day of an Easter season. Which starts on Easter. And
there's
where
the 49
days later is Pentecost.
So that's
the 50th
that's
day.
49
and
50.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
That's why we need to study together, because there's always somebody that can help us with questions, and questions are good. So, but what's interesting there in Numbers that she just read is Moses said, "Are you jealous? For my sake, I wish that the Lord's people were all prophets." And the word prophet really means proclaiming God's word. That's all that it is. That's what I'm going to do here in a couple of minutes. So we are all prophets, and we are all to proclaim the truth of God. But the story is very similar to the story in Acts chapter 2 about the Spirit coming and being apart. In the Old Testament, the Spirit was there, but the Spirit wasn't revealed like it is in Acts chapter 2.